I want to thank everybody at Zadie's Market in Canton because they stopped by this morning with a shirt that I can wear for Dress Greg and a donation to the Greg Hill Foundation, and they brought pizza. So thanks for the donation. Thanks for coming by. How is it?
The pizza is so good. They have regular pizza, bar pizza, but then they also have this cheesy bread that has pesto on it. I love pesto. It is delicious with dipping sauce.
Okay. Wiggy?
Yeah. Pizza happy? Really good. And they use like a little sweet sauce on the pizza.
Okay.
The New York style pizza.
I heard you say during the break that pizza is dangerous.
Yeah. Pizza is my crack cocaine. When it comes to...
Abits.
Yes. Abits. Pizza is crack to me. Pizza and Chinese food.
Leave me alone. Let me have my pizza.
Yeah.
We are going to get the Hill Notes coming up in about 20 minutes or thereabouts. So you still have time to leave one of those on the Odyssey app. This is Brandon. Brandon from Boston. Hey, Brandon, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So, you know, this is for everybody, but I want to talk to Wiggy on this, you know, about the Celtics. You know, as far as the point guard issue goes, and everybody's talking about Damian Leonard, I think that's a scratch. I don't think you should go after him. But I was thinking about Russell Westbrook to run the show. You know, he feeds off energy. We're an energy guy. He's still a good, productive player. Averaged 13 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 44% from the field goal. So a guy like that, you pair him and run the show with Anthony Simons. You have White, Brown, and then try to go out there and get Zach Collins from the Bulls, and you have your big guy right there. So, you know, I want to know your thoughts on bringing Russ, man. He needs a ring, so you sign him to a 2-year contract, veteran minimum. That'd be like $7 mil. I'll make that deal.
Right. The thing about Russ, because Russ was just in Denver this year with the Nuggets, and he played a solid role for them. But there are a couple of times where he got in situations where he had some corner threes where, you know, the league is a drive and dish league now. Mm-hmm. And for me, I know he's coming off injury. Dame Lillard is a much better shooter than Russell Westbrook. And go ahead.
Real quick. See, I wouldn't be bringing in Russell to shoot threes. I mean, he's still good at attacking the basket and playmaking. And he's good defensively as well.
Right.
So occasionally I'll probably put him in a situation to shoot a three, but you have other guys around him where you don't even have to focus on him shooting threes. I think he'll be a good piece for the Celtics. He feeds off energy, and that's what we need. I think we need a guy like Russell, honestly.
He's definitely explosive, and he is somebody that can get to the rim and do those type of things. But I guess the question is how are you going to build your team? Are you going to build it where, you know, Tatum and Brown do that well? P. Pritch is a guy that can do that well. So do you bring in Russ, who, you know, that's really what he does? Or do you bring in Dame Lillard, who can be your point guard, but also can be in a situation where when you have Tatum and Brown getting to the hole, could be a guy that can knock down?
I mean, if you listen to the insiders, like, it sounds like the Dame Lillard here thing is almost a done deal.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, but I guess maybe what's taking so long?
Well, but you're not that happy about that, right?
No, I like the Dame Lillard situation. Okay. I'm all on board because I look at this year as not really a throwaway year, but a year where...
I think they look at it as somewhat of a throwaway year, like a get-right year on the money side of things and the apron side of things, and then get ready for Tatum to come back.
Well, it will be interesting to see tomorrow because Mago will be in court because you'll be out, and Mago believes that they're going to flip Anthony Simon and trade him before the season. So if they do that, then that leads me to believe, okay, maybe they're looking at it as more of a throwaway year. But if you keep him, I think you still have a solid enough team to obviously make the playoffs, and maybe you can maybe win around.
And if you add one more piece, I mean, I think that there is, I don't necessarily think that Brad Stevens is ready to punt at this moment.
Well, he did say when we played the audio, and I think this was part of the Chisholm audio, he did say their biggest thing is when they get Tatum back. You know what I mean? He was talking about the money situation. But so maybe he might look at it like, well, am I really if I'm adding a piece, that piece is more for when Tatum comes back, you know?
You are being referred to as fraudulent by a texter on the Subaru of New England text line.
What's that?
The text says, stop smoking, brah. The league is a drive and dish league now.
That's what it is.
I think that's somebody who is bothered by the relentless three-point attempts that are made in the NBA.
But that's what the league
and
is.
By the Boston Celtics.
Right. Guys drive and dish to kick out three-pointers. And to shoot three-pointers. That's what the league is. Russell Westbrook is a guy who's going to drive, get to the rim, and try to finish. But when you look at it, I mean, how many times have we seen, whether it's, you know, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, or any player, drive to the hole, have an opportunity to make a layup, but yet kick it to a
or
corner.
Get fouled and then throw it out to somebody who misses a three.
Right. So if that's what the league is, and Tatum's driving to the hole, or Jaylen's driving to the hole, I would much rather have Dame Lillard spotting up in a corner than Russell Westbrook.
This is David from New Hampshire. David, what's up?
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
What's going on?
So I just had to chime in about what you guys were talking about with retired numbers. I cannot disagree with Shime any more than
everybody feels on the same
subject.
Way.
I don't need some people
on the text line.
There's nobody on the text line.
I feel like some teams, it's ridiculous. Like if you look at the Yankees retired numbers, what, 1 through 10 are gone. So they do have some funny numbers out there for their pitchers, 77, 78, but the flip side of that coin, when you get a legend like Larry Bird, who plays 20 years for the Celtics, can you really imagine somebody else wearing number 33? Or, I mean, I feel like there should be some criteria, like a guy who plays his whole career with one team like Chipper Jones. That number should be retired. He's a legend. Derek Jeter, same thing. So, I mean, I just feel like it's a special part of teams' histories and historical franchises.
That's why they make Team Hall of Fame, though. Like, you put them in the Team Hall of Fame.
But see, I think Shime agrees if they're a legend.
No, you have to be beyond special. You have to either be, like, a cut above literally everybody else. You have to have the goatest of all goats to be retired number or have some sort of major historical
But in your
impact.
Mind, then that's only Brady. Because if you're not putting Lawrence Taylor in that category, if he's not the goat of goats beyond special, who else are you putting in there other than Brady?
Gretzky?
Okay.
He played for so many teams that it's tough because not every team he played for is going to retire.
Okay, but you wouldn't put Sidney Crosby.
No. Retire numbers. I'm not retiring numbers for guys like that. No.
Shime. You wouldn't.
He's doing it. This is a bit. It has to
this
be.
Not
you,
a bit.
You enjoy being a hater.
So
that's what it is.
That's why they make Team Hall of Fame.
So
guys.
The Pittsburgh Penguins, when Sidney Crosby retires.
Give him his own room at the Team Hall of Fame, Wiggy.
So you don't think Sidney Crosby is in the NHL compared to what Brady was in the NFL? Like,
no, Tom Brady is way above everybody else.
Wow.
It's like Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, Wayne Gretzky, that's it. End of list.
This is like when you didn't have Joe Montana in your top 25 quarterbacks or whatever the number was.
I think it was top five. But, yeah, you can keep making it
bigger. Yeah, but at least you can. All right. You can maybe somebody could. There'll be a couple people that will jump on your side to make the argument about Montana. But there's no person alive, dead, or alien life form who's going to say that Lawrence Taylor and Sidney Crosby.
I did it. I am a living life form.
Retired. Right, but you're not going to find anybody else that agrees with you.
That's fine. I don't care if anybody agrees with me. I'm not trying to make a point to have people agree with me. I'm making a point because it's what I believe.
I mean, I say some dopish things and some moronic things.
Yeah, you do.
But this here is this should be retired. For the dumbest and dopiest thing ever said.
Think what you want.
Speaking of Pennsylvania hockey, Gavin McKenna is going to be paid $700,000 to play for Penn State.
Wow. That's nothing.
I know, like, if he was
college basketball.
But it's crazy when you think, because you were saying he's going to be the Sidney Crosby of the future.
He's like a generational. That word is sometimes overused, but he is a generational generational player.
That sucks. If you're
size, speed, skill, like Connor Bedard's cousin.
Right.
Like, And so
just look at the disparity, because look at the generational player in college basketball and Cooper Flagg, what he made.
Or versus, football.
Yeah, or football versus the generational player. And
here is the great Maria from Watertown. Hey, Maria.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Hope the summer's going well.
Yes.
Shine, I love you. I enjoy listening to you. But with all due respect, your take right now, you are a dope.
That's fine. You believe what you want. I think it's silly to retire numbers. I think
Sidney
it's silly.
Crosby altered, single-handedly altered the direction of the Pittsburgh Penguins franchise.
That's great. Give him
that
his own room at the
alone,
Hall of Fame.
No. He gets his number in the rafters. I do agree that in some instances, some of the criteria has been a little bit watered down, and there are too many numbers that go up. You've got the same issue potentially happening at some point with the Boston Bruins when it comes down to conversations about, you know, maybe David Krejci and Tuukka Rask. No-brainer with Chara and Bergeron. Those numbers should go up in the rafters. But honestly, Shime, you are very legitimate with your sports takes most often, very often. But in this instance, my friend, you are totally off the rails. So that's
fine.
All I
Patrice Bergeron and Zdeno Chara shouldn't have their numbers retired. Oh. Like, it's that simple. Oh, like, it's God. Like there is, please. I think there is,
we need to put out
numbers
the bat signal for two people. TC and Al from Everett, because
care.
We know how much Al loves the Giants and Bill Parcells, yeah. And we know how much TC loves the Penguins, so we can listen to them just completely eviscerate Shime on the
door. Another good word.
Another good word.
You like that word?
Okay,
yeah.
Good job, yeah. Wicks.
I mean, come yeah. on,
it
Shime.
It should be reserved for very special people. That's it.
You how much more special do you get from LT and Sidney Crosby? I mean, like, I feel like there's no other level to go.
I mean, there is. There's higher levels. There have been better players
you
in the
NFL. You can't name. That's why I said.
Or
you,
in hockey.
So, okay, name me a player in the NFL or in hockey that deserves their number retired from their team more than Crosby and Longstaff.
I literally have. Tom Brady.
Other than Brady.
Said, Jerry Rice.
Okay.
Okay.
But he's not.
So now I've named you two. You no, asked no, no. for what I've
Jerry,
given you two.
Jerry Rice.
Name a defensive player.
Jerry Rice and Lawrence Taylor are on the same level.
I disagree.
Okay, go ahead.
I think Jerry Rice is on a different platform.
Man, I listen. I thought I listened.
That's fine. Hey, man, like I said, believe what you want. That's fine. I have
I mean,
my
Lawrence
my
Taylor
opinion,
is.
Fine. I'm clearly wrong because teams do it all across the country, and that's fine.
But he's
I just
best.
Think it should be small.
He's
it should be reserved.
He's the best to ever play his position.
He
arguably,
might be the,
yeah.
He might be the best defensive player
some, in the ever. League in the league ever.
Right.
Some people would throw out Reggie White.
No, I would think that you would get.
Some people would.
You but it. The majority would go LT over Reggie White. And I think Reggie White was unbelievable. But there are people that believe LT is not only the greatest defensive player, but some people argue he's the greatest football player.
Okay. Yeah, you can argue
but
that.
But you're like, yeah, he's not in that world. He's not even on Jerry Rice's level.
Nope. Different level.
Wow.
All right.
All right, so.
We are going to get the Hill Notes coming up right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox take another against the Rockies. 10-2 was the final at Fenway last night. Trevor Story had a 3-run homer to help in the win, while Jarren Duran had the longest homer in Fenway so far this season. A 456-footer. Anti-jinx from Wiggs yesterday as Brian Baio pitched a complete game, giving up only two runs on five hits while striking out 10.
Yeah, don't let him get hot.
No, do we go back to calling him Baby Pedro?
Maybe not yet.
Okay.
string a couple more together, keep dealing, and maybe.
Okay. The Sox will try to sweep the Rockies tonight, 7-10. First pitch with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Will Fleming and Brooksy on the call right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. And it's going to be a Subaru summer. Subaru of NewEngland.com. Subaru summer is finally here. Buckle up for an unforgettable summer in a brand new 2025 Subaru Crosstrek. Buy with 2.9% financing for up to 48 months or lease for just $285 per month. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. We have your Hill Notes coming up next.
Coming up momentarily, we will play Hill Notes back. And then at 10, it is Jones and Keith. And Courtney is on her way to Ireland. Last day here before a lengthy vacation. You and Curtis, I'm telling you, it's at the end of this, it's going to be the two of you who are the leaders in the clubhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Curtis, by far.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Shime, in Curtis's absence, can we open up the Window World of Boston WEI weather window, please, and get a what's it look like out there today?
Well, Greg, it's rain's just kind of wrapping up here in the city of Boston. Still got a little bit out there. It's going to last for another 20 minutes or so, and then should be just cloudy and overcast the rest of the day. Currently 68 degrees out the high today, only 76. But the weekend overall looks solid, a little cloudy into the 70s, but minimal rain, which is nice.
Okay, excellent. So maybe a good weekend. Mm-hmm. Again, we got one. We had one good weekend. And it was last weekend, and it looks like maybe we'll get another one. Well, Sunday was not that great, I guess, but at least we'll have a nice Saturday this weekend. So.
We'll get back into the 90s at like the end of September.
Are you ready for rain? It rains almost every day in Ireland.
Weather, knock on wood right now, looks 81 and sunny.
Okay. Oh, okay. Right,
excellent.
Oh, wow.
And Shime, before we get to Hill Notes, we got to get to dead weight.
That's correct, Greg. Dead weight brought to you by Awaken 180. We all know summer is the easiest season for weight loss. Our bodies are primed to succeed, and Awaken 180 has your game plan. Reach your goals this summer with Awaken 180, the official weight loss program of summer. Greg, this week's dead weight, he has a lot of it, so it makes it very easy, as Rafael Devers. Like, I think we can all agree at this point, super dinkish. Will Clark has even shown you he's super dinkish. He can say he understands why Rafael did it, but he still straight up ghosted him when it came to learning first base or even just talking about first base. So Rafael Devers, the dead weight of the week.
Curtis would not agree based on his social media. He believes there is a schmear campaign underway when it comes to Rafael Devers by the Red Sox.
What's your favorite
and the Giants.
And the Giants. Yes. What?
What's your favorite schmear? The one when someone leaves town or the one on a bagel?
Probably on the bagel, yeah. I would think.
My dead weight?
Yeah.
Head coaches in the WNBA, because Caitlin Clark just traded away her head coach as the team captain for the upcoming All-Star game.
Really?
Yeah. So she said, no thanks. She traded Cheryl Reeve. I mean, Cheryl Reeve, one of her players is on the other team, so it makes sense there if you want to talk logistics, but it does it seem like coaches doesn't really matter.
I see. Did Angel Reese suggest that it's not fair that she cannot do it?
Caitlin Clark did not choose Angel Reese on her team.
All right. Yeah. Anybody else?
Yeah, dead weight. My dead weight is normally, I love the kid, but my dead weight is Shime on his moronic take that Sidney Crosby and Lawrence Taylor are just average players and should not have their numbers retired.
A little bit weird.
Yes. Please,
not a common opinion is that.
I think it's an opinion of one person.
That's fine. I'll stand alone. I don't care. A genius normally tends to stand alone.
My guy Matt Morrissey just shared that Sidney Crosby will be, end of next season, will be seventh all-time in scoring in the entire NHL.
Ooh, seventh. He's not even in the top three. Good for him.
You're insane.
He's not true. Above one. Shime has, you have to be above one. Like, he would say that Jerry Rice was more dominant than Lawrence Taylor in his career. Stop it.
On the Super
Also had a much longer career.
Yeah, he did have a longer career because LT didn't want to play with nobody but Parcells.
On the Subaru of New England text line, a 508 text that says, I agree with Shime.
Yeah. Wow, there you
you're
go.
You're all acting like he's crazy.
Oh, that's nice of Lauren to text in this morning.
Yeah. Teams,
she's still sleeping.
Teams retire way too many numbers.
Well, yeah, we agree. I agree with Shime that they retire way too many numbers. And, you know, like the Celtics, we brought up KG. Is that a number that deserved to be retired for the Celtics? Like, we can make that argument. But Shime would say Larry Bird doesn't deserve to have his number retired. That's what Shime would say.
Yeah, he's on the borderline for me. I think Bill Russell deserves it the most
right.
because he was an 11-time champion Correct. And a 2-time champion as a coach yes, for the same team.
Right.
So Bird you're saying is... you can only retire one number?
No, you can't. You got to
be... know that, but that's what Shime's basically saying. Like,
no, you got to be special.
He's putting Bird, one up against another.
Larry Bird, along with Magic Johnson, saved basketball.
That don't count.
That doesn't count in his mind?
No. He's like, yeah. That's all right. Basketball was still in existence. It would have been fine without Bird and Magic.
This is Steve in the car. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Hillman. How you doing, buddy?
What's up?
Love your show. Haven't called in a while, but I was just thinking about LB. And one thing that really, I think, touched me and I think a lot of people was how he handled and took care of and watched out for Can Man. Wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah.
He was just a great guy, you know?
No, like took him under his wing, and somebody talked about, shared with us Mike the Can Man, who was singing the anthem at over 40 softball games in Framingham, and LB immediately... You're 100% right about that. Took him under his wing and took care of him. And you are, I'm so glad you called about that, Steve.
I love your show. You guys are great. I couldn't get through the week without you. So just wanted to call in and LB is a big loss.
Yeah. All right, Steve, thank you.
I'll see you, buddy.
All right.
All right, bye.
Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
I want to hear the Shime and Santo haggle live on air.
That would be fun.
So how does it work? You are evaluating all of the cards. These are cards that Santo collected as a young man.
Correct.
As a young Pokemon card aficionado.
Yep.
He's now offloading them to you if the price is right. So you will do a full evaluation on the cards using Theveral app.
That's correct.
And then you're going to go back to him with a price.
Yep. And we'll discuss.
Okay, what are you leaning toward? Did he give you a price?
Nope, he did not. Oh, he doesn't even know from what I understand, doesn't know the full valuation of all the cards at the current moment anyway. So
right.
You're going to go in through. Low?
Of course.
What's your negotiation strategy? Go in low, right?
Well, I'm going to price them all out and probably come in around 70% to start.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm saying so out of this, like you can't even believe, because I want nothing to do with it.
Because theoretically, if I'm gonna purchase the cards, eventually I'm gonna have to sell them, and so you know, you want to be able to make at least some kind of margin there. Right. You know what I mean?
Well, that's not Santo's problem.
No, and that's why I will submit my offer. If he doesn't want to sell them to me, I am happy to just hand them right back.
But okay, you don't have fun. That much interest in them. Mm-hmm. Is what you're saying?
No, Greg, no. I never said that.
If you're
willing to make a cash offer, you're interested. Yeah.
And we already know, based on what he told us, one of the cards is worth like $250. So that means if it's two boxes and I was negotiating the deal, I would say, all right, here's what I'll do. The two boxes, give me $1,200 for both of them.
You would not be able to make your money back at $1,200.
You just said one was...
Yeah, it's the best card.
Right,
and
but
it's
have you
much.
Been through all the cards yet?
In my quick look through them, yes. I've looked through all of them. I haven't graded all of them, or like gone through and looked up all of them.
You said they're in good shape.
Well, yeah, they're submitted through PSA, so they're within slabs. So PSA graded them, so you already know the grade, and so therefore you know nearly an exact, relatively exact value.
See what Simon's doing here? He's like, well, 12 bucks, too much. So now the number that he's
probably... way too much.
Now he's probably going to give... Santo probably about $350.
You're gonna give him the old take it or leave it at some point.
No, I will. Eventually, I'll draw my line in the sand, being like, I'm comfortable paying this, and we'll get to that point.
A sure way to not get on Hill Notes is to text in, call in, or get in the Twitch chat and complain why you're not on Hill Notes.
Angry Principal Dave early this morning, very upset, alleging that his negative Hill Notes about Curtis in his absence have been deleted by Shime so as to stand up for his pal Curtis.
Is Jackson putting them through? Or
it's a two-wave system. Jackson throws them in, and then I play what's on the track. And if it's really good, if I can get to it ahead of time during the commercial break, I toss it up towards the front. But otherwise, I just kind of play them in the order that they've come in.
There was some hate thrown in the direction of Angry Principal Dave by at least one caller and several on the text line earlier this morning.
Yeah.
In some circles, he is not popular. I don't know if that's because he goes after Curtis or his general makeup. I have no idea.
I miss that beautiful, bald, abrasive man, Curtis. And Lumberjackson, that makes you the gatekeeper. And Shiny, you're the keymaster.
Mm-hmm. He'll be back in just another week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis from Hawaii.
Morning, Hillman. Morning Show. DJ Sizzle here. I got to say, right now, just based on this morning, I miss Chris Curtis very, very much. Especially with this crazy talk over the last 2 days. People talking about trading Jaren Durant. I'm borderline flabbergasted at the nonsensical topic. Anyway, right now I think Curtis would definitely make a little more sense of that. But I hope that he's enjoying his well-deserved time in tropical paradise with his family. And I hope you guys continue to put out an A+ white glove program like you have been forever. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, question one, are they going to trade someone who is currently on this ball club? Do you believe?
Yes.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay. If not Jaren Durant, who? When it comes to getting value, will you
Aroldis Chapman?
Okay, you want to part with a closer?
I didn't say I wanted to. You asked if they were going
to. Dead nuts. No, will you Abreu? Maybe you're not going to get the same value.
No,
I mean
Durant and Chapman give you the best value. Then the question becomes, which one is more valuable to us this season if we believe we can make a run?
I mean, Texter says trade Trevor Story because his value is never going to be higher. I don't want to trade him at this point. He's finally doing something. I
think I would trade Chapman.
You would?
You would trade
over Jaren Durant?
Yes.
So who's your closer?
Well, that's not my job.
By committee.
I know it's not your job.
Like, oldest Chapman's 37 years old.
Right.
I think.
On a 1-year deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you have, if you trade him, you have no closer. If you trade Durant, you still have plenty of outfielders that can hit the baseball.
Well, they would just tell you they'd closer by committee with all the guys they have in the bullpen.
Yeah, that don't work.
I mean, you don't like it, but they may like it because this is, if you're going to, like, getting what you would get for Aroldis Chapman right now would be the most you could almost possibly get for Aroldis Chapman.
Right. I agree with you. But if
they want to maximize that
but
asset.
But if they believe, you trade Chapman if you don't believe that you can make some noise in the postseason.
But so you think it's a better indication if they trade Chapman that they're not trying to make a run for it, but if they trade Jaren Durant, they're still trying to make a run for it?
No. If you trade Durant, you're still making a run for it because you still have multiple outfielders that are the same or better fielders and hit as well as him this year. If you trade Chapman, you're telling me that you don't believe you can go that far because you are now trading your best closer and you have nobody to replace him.
I mean, it seems simple. You have an abundance of guys who can play the outfield. Like,
that's my point. You don't have an abundance of closers.
No.
Jackson is the absolute best. And now that I've said that and all but ensured that this gets on the air, Coco, I just want to say have a great trip. And the show's not the same without you. We're going to miss you.
Thank you.
We are going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you guys.
A lot of fun in Ireland.
Yes.
What part of Ireland are you going to?
So we're flying into Shannon this evening.
Okay.
We are staying at Adair Manor. It's in County Limerick.
County Limerick. Okay.
Yes.
What is that near that I would know?
Manor is like the main. That's where the Ryder Cup is going to be in 2027.
Yeah, but what is it like? What cities is it near?
It's near
Galway.
It's 30 minutes from Shannon.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it is close to Galway.
Yes.
I believe. I remember my Irish geography.
Yeah, so we're doing a bit of golf in the wedding at Adair. Then we're playing Waterville on Monday.
Excellent.
And then Tuesday we head to Dublin.
Oh, right, Dublin is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is I, bald white man of privilege from Southie, with a huge ego, wishing our listeners a aloha from Hawaii, where I'm lounging with my tight pink chinos, rocking Ray-Bans and Hey Dudes, for I am a man of privilege. While my co-workers bask in the sun of Hampton Beach, I, being a man of privilege, am in Hawaii.
There he is.
Huh?
Man of privilege will be back in a week and a half.
Wow.
enjoying his vacation with his son, his wife.
Thanks to thanks to Grandpa.
Thanks to Grandpa. Well, I mean, you wouldn't say no.
Oh, hell no. I wish I had Grandpa like that.
Yeah, same.
I'd be the man of whatever privilege.
Yeah, my old man said, you're not going to graduate from high school. You can get out of my house now. Grab your things and go. Get lost. You can pay any of my bills. But whatever.
Poor Santo has to sell his Pokemon cards because they were banking on that $300, Wiggy. Wiggy. Pay that girl her money.
Oh, I almost forgot about that.
I'm still waiting on my $200. I'll pay her as soon as I get my $200.
That would literally make no sense.
It makes sense to me.
Okay.
Now, is Santo in desperate straits when it comes to money for the trip? And maybe he would. Maybe this is a good time for Shyam to be negotiating.
Right.
That's a good point. Right. We have put up a lot of money for this trip because it is a gift for my father.
Right. So you're probably going to want to go. You're going to go want to buy some Waterford Crystal or something. He might take Shyam. You should send him an offer right at the end of the program today. Low ball.
Okay. Got it.
And see if he takes it. Panic acceptance of the deal.
You guys are taking a micro retirement with every commercial break. God, there's more commercials than airtime. Greg, I love you guys, but maybe if you could take a haircut on your $8 million salary, we wouldn't have to sell as many ads.
I'm not paid that much money, and I don't.
That is far too low.
I don't think I can. I don't think I can take a haircut.
No, commercials keep the lights on.
Support a lot of people.
You ain't lying.
Houses and things. Bullet. The dog, certainly. Yeah. I mean, every time you go to the vet, it's $1,500. I mean, I don't.
Damn, $1,500.
You got to get the insurance so you hit that deductible.
The pet insurance doesn't cover anything.
It does, unfortunately, when your dog dies. It covers a lot.
Well, yeah, I guess, but it doesn't cover anything else. It's the biggest scam going, pet insurance.
Don't hate, appreciate. I do this for fun and trying to bring some content to the show. I'm very happy and satisfied with my life. I go after Curtis, not because his content, it's usually pretty good. It's his delivery. He's obnoxious, he's arrogant, and he's condescending to the listeners and callers. And Shyam, get off your high horse there, buddy. I texted you 3 times, Wednesday, Thursday, and yesterday, asking why my Hill Note didn't get played, because you and Big Jack are pointing the finger at each other. He says, you control it, you say he controls it. And whoever called to rip me this morning, get a life, buddy. Are you the lonesome loser at 6:15 calling to rip me? Come on, guy. Get a life. Numbnuts.
The irony of that Hill Note.
I mean, he is on summer break.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, he's...
He is.
Probably don't have to go until late, even if he does have to go in.
Ryan doesn't have to go in.
Yeah, that's true.
Whole summer off.
As the Sox finally start to take off, so does half the show. Enjoy your flexification.
I'm going to start abusing it, though.
How great will it be if Curtis gets back and they're not only a playoff team, but they're somehow in first place in the division? how great will that be?
He'll spin it, though.
He would spin it?
Yeah, he'd find a way.
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Jones and Keith coming up momentarily, and not only can you listen to them on the radio or on the Odyssey app or on the stream or on the iHeart app, but you can also watch them on YouTube or on Twitch, and they are brought to you, and we are brought to you on Twitch every day by Springer's Jewelers. And if you are in the market for a diamond and you haven't gone to see my friends at Springer's, then you are making a huge mistake. So go see them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and they will you'll be doing your wallet a favor. They will teach you everything that you need to know about diamonds. This is Ricky from Carver. Hey, Ricky.
How you guys doing? Can I be frank quick? Can I just get something off my chest?
Can you be frank? Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
Frank. Can you be frank? Get something off my... All right, real quick.
Yes.
Greg, your thought on the pet insurance? Yep. Wild. My dog recently just had cancer, fought it, beat it, won it, and it helped cover 85% of it. Me and my wife were out like $8,900. Yes, some people say it's wild to pay for a dog that much money, but then also my German Shepherd had 2 ACL surgeries. that insurance comes in key. Yes, we pay monthly into it, so it's like anything else you pay into, there's a good kickback, and sometimes it's not worth it. I see that in the long run,
yeah.
But I got to say, it was definitely a big, big help, especially in my household, with having three daughters and
five daughters. Then how come when Bullitt, and this was discussed extensively on the program, needed to have his poor anal glands squeezed or whatever, the massaged, that it didn't cover that.
Yeah, it only covers the major stuff.
Yeah. That's
cosmetic.
Like the
major.
That's not major.
It's
Shime?
Not. You could do it.
No. Shime,
dogs get that regularly.
Shime, if
dogs
you need,
actually have to get that done regularly.
Shime, if you needed your anal glands expunged, you wouldn't consider that to be major?
Expressed?
I don't need that, thankfully. And we've had to do that for Henry before. I get it.
You can do it at home. They can teach you how to do it so you don't have to pay.
Do that at home? Who's doing that at home?
Well, I'm just saying that if you don't want to pay, you could put gloves on, get down and dirty, and help out your dog.
Sounds like more of a cosmetic thing, the anal.
No, it's for their health. No, expressing.
Expressing. It's like going to get a massage.
You're telling me you do that at home for Harry?
No, I do not.
Okay. DeSanto?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Nobody's doing that at home.
So you pay for it?
Yeah.
Well, Lawrence done it for Henry.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
He used to
get backed up quite a bit when he was younger. Mm-hmm. And so she did it. She wasn't paying the, like Greg said, $200 to take him to somebody to do it.
Right. It sounds like she would. If I gave her $40, she would do it for me. I mean, for bullets.
There you go.
I mean, you want to pay us?
Yeah, find that person.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
Start an anal gland expressing service? Business. Yeah.
Yes, express. You could call it. What's it called?
Express expressing.
Anal express. Yeah.
See, why can we say that on the radio?
But well, anal, it's a part of your body.
Anal expressing.
It's a great business idea to have it mobile.
Yeah.
And you could just go around in people's cribs
have a van or like a truck and drive around.
Really good business idea.
Well, it's already taken. Jackson wants to do it for the old people when he delivers the farmers market.
He's setting up the Uber of anal gland expressing right now.
The olds need it at times.
Yeah. All right. Well. Courtney, have a great trip.
I miss you guys already.
Are you planning on smooching the Blarney Stone?
No, I know the locals tinkle on it.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll see you when you get back.
Thank you.
Enjoy Ireland. Me, Shime, Jackson, Wiggy, Mego, tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Now the time has come for leaving.